This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Live and Learn. I'm Lee Chui Lin. I Am For You is an NGO initiated by Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak to instill the spirit of volunteerism among our youth. On this World Radio Day, we have in the studio with us Azlan Rudy Malik, Chief Operating Officer of I Am For You, and Kartini Kamalul Arifin, Radio Director at I Am For You FM, to talk about the social causes they champion as well as how they're getting young people to volunteer more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Rudy, how would you characterize the mission of I Am For You?
Well, our main mission has always been to nurture volunteerism into the hearts of the Malaysian youth. So, there are many ways of doing this, but what we target on is using popular culture. And I believe that popular culture is very much important in the lives of the youth. We were talking about music, arts, sports. Those are the kind of things that we use to engage with the youth nowadays to get them to start to volunteer.
So tell us about how and when the both of you got involved with I Am For You.
I got involved in January 2013. That's when we actually started. And
I came in 1 year after that. Yeah, January 2014, actually, they wanted me. I met up with Rudy way much earlier, but I was seven months pregnant then, and I said, can we wait? Can you wait until I pop?
I'm a little bit busy right now.
Yeah, I'm a bit busy. And you know what? I'm glad I was given the opportunity. In January 2014, I got involved with I Am For You. And it's been such a exciting experience.
And I Am For You FM, in turn, was launched on September 15th last year. So I guess we're talking 2012, 2013, 2014. And was radio always a part of the plan?
Yes, radio was always part of the plan. It's just that when we just didn't have our studio up at that time. As soon as we got the studio up, we were in test transmission and we didn't have any announcers management to handle it. But once Dini came on board, it just flowed quite smoothly.
Yeah, so when I met up with Rudy and, I was presented with this idea of setting up a new radio station, I just lit up and I'm like, this is really, really an exciting project and it's something that I can't say no to because I've been in radio since 2004 and I've always been from the programming and the music side learning. Programming is another just a small part of a radio state. So this is an opportunity for personal development for me and as well knowing that I Am For You spearheads volunteerism and it's got such a great cause and youth development behind it. I jumped to that opportunity.
So why do you both think radio is an effective means to reach the youth? And I guess to a certain extent, what sets you apart from other radio stations in Malaysia?
Like I mentioned before, I totally believe popular culture is very much ingrained in today's the youth society. Not only the youth, I think in everyone. I myself come from a background of... I played the drums in a band called Pop Shove It. So music has always been a part of me very strongly. And I listen to a lot of music, I listen to a lot of radio stations, and I believe that, it's one of the ways that you can channel. It's an extended arm for us. It's a good vehicle for us to capture this youth that we want to engage.
Yeah, you can't separate music from youth. In fact, you can't separate music from anyone. We all have our music preference. And I remember it when I was younger, when I was studying. Radio has always been my friend. I studied for my PMR, I studied for my SPM, all the exams. I couldn't get anything I could only memorize or understand something because the radio was on. My mother was like, how can you study with the radio on and keep the radio off? Those were during my teens, and I think it's no much difference now. Radio is still very much relevant to our youth, because that's where they get information from. Although there's different gadgets, you call it whatever, iPhone, iPad, but still this is the music, that the information that comes out from there. And apart from that, how we how are we different? Yeah, how we're different from the other radio station is the fact that we amplify all the works that I Am For You does, which is to spearhead volunteerism and, of course, emphasize on youth development.
Yeah, so that's basically I Am For You FM's main charter, is to focus on volunteerism and social activism. So it's, I think we're, you know, that's our main charter. I don't know if there's any other radio station that has that as its main charter.
Yeah, so we dare say we are the only youth volunteerism radio station in the country.
So September 15th, which means that now you are how many months old?
Five months.
What is the feedback thus far? Do you have an idea of how large your listenership is?
That is a very, very common question. A lot of people want to know, but I think just going through 5 months, we don't have a certain number to shout out, of course, because we've not done any surveys as such. And I think it's not fair to actually rush into surveys, you know, such an infancy stage. But what we can say, that numbers is one thing, but responses that we get just from talking to people on the street, the responses, of course, social media, it's a big thing these days. You know, you get immediate response through social media. So far, we've been getting really, really good, positive responses from listeners. And the good part about streaming, because we are also in streaming, is that we also get listeners from all around the world.
How closely do the radio and NGO sites work alongside each other? Are you relatively independent or in constant contact?
Well, in terms of organization, we are separate legal entities, but we work really under one roof. Whatever activities that we do, we channel that to the radio, and they promote it on whatever segment they have, and that gets amplified. So, for example, if I have a let's say a dengue cleanup that I'm going to do this weekend, that is amplified on their segments. A lot of the sections that they do it.
Yeah. So we get our content from I Am For You. So that's our main. As our main DNA is the main point of our existence. So basically, we have to work together. Actually, it's correlated.
A major part of I Am For You's initiative is the Dream Fund, or Dana Sukarelawan Satu Malaysia, which has an initial seed funding of 100 million ringgit from the government. There are also reports of it being 130 million ringgit. How large is the Dream Fund?
The Dream Fund is 100 million ringgit. Okay, so that is totally really to be distributed to the youths that want to carry out youth volunteer projects. Right now, you know, we have dispersed, I'll just say it, around 7 million. So, and you know, I mean, on average, any volunteer projects, it wouldn't cost much. We could be giving like 2,000 to 3,000 a project. So if you do the math, we've done like thousands of projects throughout the time that we are here.
So of that 7 million, you know, how did you decide who you wanted to disperse these funds to?
Okay, so the applications for Dream Fund come from online. These are really online applications that is applied through our website, and this comes into our finance team. So our finance team has a policy and all the criteria that they need to go through to see if a certain project is applicable for a funding. So there's not much red tape involved. We would really want to give out the funds so that it benefits the community. So it's not that hard to really do, but we really do go through the budget costing of each working paper, and for some of the items that we can't fund, we will let them know, and they will get back to us and say, okay, whatever you can fund, we will go ahead with the project. So we are very flexible, but there is a criteria that we looked at.
It is a relatively new thing, of course. How do you follow up on these projects to see how your funds are being used, to see, and I guess also, you know, to help people along, and also to see for yourself whether or not this is something that you would like to continue funding?
Okay, we have a street team, what we call the I Am For You street team. We have 5 cars that goes out on a daily basis. I think we do 3 to 4 crosses in a day. So when we have dream fund projects, we will let them know. And we will do random checks, you know, on these projects, and they will go, and they'll join the projects with the volunteers. So that's one way of looking at it. Another one thing I want to add is, after these volunteer projects has been done, the volunteers would have to submit a report to us with pictures and a report. So that is one way of us on how we keep our audit.
Is there a timeline for when the funds must be distributed?
No, we are quite flexible. Sometimes a certain project needs to be done within 3 weeks. So we have to really disperse the money quite fast. And sometimes it might take a few months. So we look at the disbursements based on the project time that they've given us.
Yeah, which makes sense, of course. Yeah. And when you look at how the funds are being utilized, is there sort of an overarching strategy? Do you look at it and go, okay, the environment, for example, is going to occupy 30%, whereas, let's say, social local projects will occupy 50%?
So, going back to the main question of the categories that we look at, we have five pillars that we focus on, which is the youth development category, community well-being, arts and culture, sports, as well as social enterprise. So, in the first year that we launched this Dream Fund, we realized that it was skewed towards a lot of youth development applications. But and soon as we saw that, we wanted it to be more distributed. So in the second year, we chose we did selective choice, you know, on all the projects applications that we saw, and we just made a judgment call. Say, okay, I think this is really good. We want to make sure that each category is distributed fairly, you know. And this year, I think we got the report that 2014. Most of the five categories were distributed quite fairly, like 20-22%, you know. So we're quite happy with that.
100 million ringgit is a big sum. So there's 93 million ringgit at the moment, as yet unused. How is the unallocated funds, how are they being managed?
Well, we run through an annual operating plan. So we budget ourselves as well on how much it's supposed to be disbursed yearly. So on average, we have our own quota of how much we want to reach monthly, and we make sure that we meet that for the year. So it's in plan, you know. This fund could last a very long time, but I believe that, you know, the choice of these volunteer projects that are chosen, we want to make sure there's quality instead of quantity. That's our main goal.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking today to Azlan Rudy Malik, Chief Operating Officer of IM4U, as well as Kartini Kamalul Arifin, Radio Director at IM4U FM. We're discussing the links between radio, youth and volunteerism. Coming up, we find out more about IM4U FM's programming philosophy on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, and as you just heard, it is World Radio Day, and we're celebrating that with Azlan Rudy Malik, Chief Operating Officer of IM4U, and Kartini Kamalul Arifin, Radio Director of IM4U FM, and we're discussing radio, youth, and volunteerism. Kartini, coming back to radio, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking about IM4U quite a bit just now with the initiatives and the funding and so on.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, returning to the point, what is IM4U's programming philosophy?
We are a formatted station, and in fact, our programming, the core of our programming, I mean, for a radio station, of course, we prioritize on the music, and of course, the music must be relevant to our target audience, which is the youth. So, hence, we do play the commercial songs, the really popular, the ones that
the chart toppers,
yeah, the top 40s, the chart toppers, but as well as the rare and also unrepresented artists, because for us, we also want to give our local unrepresented artists, our youth, a platform, not only for them to craft out their music, and you know, but as also at the same time a voice. So we want to create that avenues for them. In terms of programming, we have our breakfast, we have our afternoon. In fact, our afternoon one, after going through research, we feel that less talk is also something that the youth like. Although we want to disseminate information such as the volunteerism and social causes, we still do that, but in pockets and bits and pieces throughout the day. So our drive time, 4 to 8, talks about a lot about the lifestyle, the youth culture, as well as we have a segment called Kata Support, which is completely dedicated to local artists. A lot of fun facts and educational items discussed that is also, again, relevant to the youth. And our nighttime goes back to the lifestyle of the youth, because we know that during those times they'll probably be studying or either having a more relaxed time. So we bring out more issues that is relevant to them, say for example relationship, not necessarily a boy-girl relationship, it could be a parental relationship. So we know that it's really hard to discuss this certain things with your parents or certain things even you can't really want to, you can't talk to your friends, for example. So we open this channel for them to come and discuss it with us.
And you mentioned earlier that, you know, quite a lot of your content comes from, and it obviously is driven by the main work that I Am For You does. Mm-hmm. How is that represented throughout the day? You mentioned, you know, little snippets, little things. You know, how do you kind of talk about volunteerism? Mm-hmm.
Definitely through our PSAs, our public service announcements. So the great thing is that we've got our ambassadors that support our initiatives, some of our very hardworking ambassadors, Joe Flizzo, Ultimate. We've also got friends of I Am For You. Hani Madhu has been really supportive. So when we see them, we get them to think about something that they want to say to the youth, and we, you know, record this in a PSA, and that goes throughout the day on different issues. Say for example, bullying. Again, on music, on environmental, on green initiatives. We've also actually have a dedicated segment called Community For You, not subjected to I Am For You and initiatives alone. We open this segment to any organisation that wants to promote their activities, but it must be skewed back to volunteerism and whatever that is for the betterment of their community. So we do make announcements so that other people could join in and be aware of the activities.
The presenters on I Am For You FM alternate between English and Malay. Is this a conscious editorial decision?
This is something that we... Because we feel that the youth these days, we wanted to make it Malaysian, you know. I think it's something that is close to them. It's their lingo. It's the way that they speak. I think it's quite common for us Malaysian to interchangeably, unconsciously speak in both languages, you know. You speak in Malay in one sentence and then suddenly you can't think of a word in Malay, you speak in English.
We speak in rojak, basically.
Yeah, so but I don't want to, because I don't want to call it rojak, because it's not rojak completely. So we consciously do ensure that sentences are constructed in a way that it is a full sentence, or even for our PSAs, so they are complete sentences. It's not completely mixed up. So if you hear it, some of our announcers do have the ability to have this interchangeably change the language without quite seamlessly, without even you feeling awkward. And I think that is not something that everybody would be able to do. Yeah.
Why is it only broadcast in the Klang Valley?
At the moment, our frequency is only available in the Klang Valley. We're looking at expansion, hopefully this year. But I think before we could expand, we need to stabilize. We need to ensure that IFUFM in the Klang Valley is really rooted before we can spread out to go nationwide. But having said that, with the youth, I don't think just being in the Klang Valley, the frequency is of any hurdle, because we are on streaming. And as I mentioned earlier on, we've got people listening to us from all over the world. And with the youth, I'm sure, I think, doesn't matter whether they are the urban youth or the outskirts youth, most of them do have smartphones. And streaming is for me, is the way to go.
The radio station is meant to run as a social enterprise. At this point in time, is it already self-sustainable?
At the moment, we are still funded by I Am For You. However, we got our plans, our business plan, which should eventually be sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, social enterprises like the IM4U Radio will take time. You know, you spend a little bit more on capital, and you have a number of years where you eventually break even, and then when you start getting profit, that's when profit goes back to the Dream Fund. Yeah, that's our model. I believe that's very special. I don't know if any radio stations is run that way, but we made it that way because eventually, you know, we will call the radio stations a non-profit. You know, it is a social enterprise. We have a business model that whose profit is actually going to benefit the community. So that's the goal.
Kartini, as you mentioned, you know, this is your first time on the other side of the panel, so to speak. You know, before this, it was music and programming. Uh-huh. And you mentioned that it's a little bit of a challenge and some growth. How much of your role actually requires you to think about these commercial elements of radio, you know, the idea of the business model and how to fulfill that?
I think the first thing when they brought me in, that was the first thing that they asked me to do, a business plan. So already that, you know, I think I'm all along, I'm a content person. I'm a content person, you know, thinking about content. So putting me, of course, together with Rudy to look at the business plan, I wouldn't say it's that difficult. It's just knowing what's the direction. And having an accounting degree kind of help. but I think it, content or business, you can't have a business plan without a good content. So I don't think it's independent.
Yeah, just nobody will pay you to make good content without a business plan.
So that's the whole part that I was also involved in. Of course, the setting up, right up to sourcing out for all the equipments, working out closely with the engineers to source things. So I kind of like learn a little bit here and there about a more holistic picture of a radio station.
Rudy, how much does it cost to run IM4U per year?
IM4U per year? Well, not much, because our operating expense is pretty low. I don't remember the numbers now, but what I would say is it wouldn't actually take a lot to run any event for volunteerism. Our operating expense is low. Our capital is not really high. We don't really have like a big building, even if we do, and we actually will have over at the end of this year. We're going to be taking over a big sports complex in Puchong, but that's actually given to us by the government on a very special lease basis. It's very cheap. So we thank that to the government. So I would say that our operating expense is low, and I can manage that. The most important thing that I want to say is we have the radio stations for us to self-sustain, even if we don't get any more. We don't want to really depend on the grant alone. That's why we feel that social enterprise is the way to go.
So how are your operations funded then? Are they primarily based on the radio station?
Yeah, we actually get a grant from the government for operating expense. That's a separate grant itself.
And which ministry does the grant come from?
It comes from the Ministry of Finance.
Okay.
Yes.
So does your mandate in any way overlap with the Ministry of Youth and Sports?
We actually got a very good deal. The Ministry of Youth and Sports, they have their mandate on youth and sports itself. For IM4U, we don't want to overlap that. We want to make sure that we focus on volunteerism. So there's no duplication.
Mm. And how much of your revenue comes from public funding?
Public funding. We are not actually a revenue generating company.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't actually have anything but any revenue except for radio, but which is, you know, if we have whatever revenue, it goes back to cover your operating expenses.
We do promote airtime, And as mentioned earlier on, at an infancy stage, we are trying to work together with a lot of partners and a lot of clients. But then again, this is the kickstart of the model where Rudy mentioned earlier on that it goes back to the Dream Fund.
Maybe I'd like to add, other than radio, whatever revenue we got, also, if you maybe you recall, there's the I'm For You number plates, which we did, right? So we were fortunate enough to have 9,999 numbers for I'm For You to sell to the public. So we got quite a good sum from that helped us cover some of our operating expenses.
I Am For You is actively recruiting across the country. You're present in London, New York, Jakarta, China, Japan. You've carried out 3,000 volunteer events nationwide.
Yes.
You're planning to hold 1,500 events this year. Mm-hmm. Is this a sustainable pace? Are you feeling overstretched, or you know, is this something that can be maintained?
I think it can be maintained because I've got a really dynamic team. The events team is very dynamic, and we don't only rely on our events team. We rely a lot on our Dream Fun activities, especially as well as the outreach center activities. We have 272 active outreach centers, and these are all made out of higher institute the IPTs itself. So when they do projects, we count that in because we funded this their projects. So in total, I don't see any problem of us not sustaining this number. Mm. Quality, even we still have to make sure that if there's that quality that we want to meet, the quality needs to be there. The standard it has to have a certain standard of quality.
I think the whole team actually. I don't think we are relatively big. We're quite a small organization.
It's a very small organization.
It's a very small organization, but I think everyone plays a part in ensuring that you know, all the activities goes well. If radio's part is to amplify, not only amplify, you know, even during any events, we actually do go down to help out each activities that's being done by M4U.
And with the focus of this initiative being on youth, are you also hoping to kind of create, I guess, if people start volunteering when they're young, then this will see some form of sustainable volunteering even as they, you know, grow towards becoming working adults, becoming middle-aged citizens?
Yeah, we focused on three segments. Like you just mentioned, the first segment is the students, and then the second segment is the young working adults, and then the third one is the young families. So in the first year, we focused a lot on the first segment, which is the students. So we believe that segment is a little bit more easy to engage because they are all in schools and they have the time to do volunteer work. Now, what we find challenging is the young working adults and young families. Now, we have to find ways of catering events and volunteer projects surrounding their time as well as availability and also the convenience. So we are actually focusing on it this year, that two segments. It's not easy, but I believe we will find a certain plan that will be catered for these two segments.
So in these first few years of existence, could you share with us some of the success stories that you've seen that you're proud of?
Yeah. For example, I mean, I think what we've done like recently, the main one would be the floods. We went down and really took volunteers around the community. For example, in Kelantan, we went down and we requested volunteers, and these people came out, and some came from the other states as well to come down. And this was when the water was quite high. I went down myself to see, because when the first wave came, they moved those people to the relief centers. And then when the second wave came, even the relief centers were flooded. So we had to go in and really do that. So that is one of the things which I feel was was very good. And not only that, I'm particularly proud of the social entrepreneurship tower which we have. Last year we had this program called Impact Malaysia, which we had 20 workshops over in nationwide, and we came up with 15 incorporated startups, social entrepreneurship towers. So example of products which they came up with was like something like a Google Glass for the blind. where it sends signals and it speaks to the blind person on what to do. And then they had magic gloves, which they call it magic gloves, for hospital bedridden patients, where the glove would actually disperse water and it would clean the patient, and it was at the same time suck up the water as well so that it doesn't wet the bed. So these are the kind of things that we're looking at, out-of-the-box items.
However, because of the One Malaysia brand, do you ever have to deal with the perception that this is, you know, purely a government-sanctioned program? Because I think if there's one thing that I can remember from being a little student, it's that the government doesn't always equal cool in people's brains.
Yeah, I mean, the perception is always there, which is why I believe that even though we have that One Malaysia for Youth as a company name, it's the registered name, we have branded it as I Am For You. But that's not to say that we don't believe in One Malaysia for Youth. You know, One Malaysia is very much strong in our heart, and I believe that this should be actually, amplified towards the youth nowadays, because, you know, I think for us, we want to really strengthen our content and push this One Malaysia concept into the youth by showing them that, hey, you know, the content that we do, you know, it's different from whatever you see out there, and it's not government, you know, the old thinking that, oh, the government programs, like what you mentioned, are really uncool. I don't think so. I mean, you just got to come and try out our I Am For You programs, and you'll see.
Having said that, we have crafted our activities and our sub-brand. We are non-political. We have to emphasize that we are non-political, even on the radio station. We are very, very focused on our objective with this, which is the youth. And, you know, we go do research and find out what they want. And, you know, so far with the radio station, also I Am For You, although I Am For You has been around for 2 years and very, very strong brand now, and the radio is at 5 months, we've got a lot of participation from youth from all walks of life, regardless of their race, their religion, and their language. For us, is that if the youth sees it as a cool, hip thing, they will join it anyway. They wouldn't question. You know, they say, "Oh, how come the name is, you know, it's branded that way?" So I think people perception that has that perception are probably those with a propaganda or an agenda. But, you know, but for the youth, oh, I think it's volunteerism. Or, you know, they play good music. We want to listen to it. They, regardless of, you know, whatever. It's behind the name or perception.
And finally, what message would you both like to leave us with on World Radio Day about youth and volunteerism and radio?
Wow, that's a lot of message. Yeah, so I'll just focus it to radio. You know, we are a young radio station, so if you have a chance, do listen to us at 107.9 in the Klang Valley, or you can stream us at imforyoufm.9.
And me, I'll just say, volunteer, volunteer now.
Thank you both so much. I've been speaking to Azlan Rudy Malik, Chief Operating Officer of I Am For You, and Kartini Kamalul Arifin, Radio Director of I Am For You FM. And we've been discussing the links and the relationship between radio, youth and volunteerism on World Radio Day on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.